With me right now is Coach David Upton, coach for the Lady Buffs, and coming off of their midseason tournament where they went 1-2 and did defeat Goddard in the final game to take seventh down there at Newton at the Newton Classic, and defeated them quite handily, but some very, very close games in the early part of that, and lost to the champion this year, Bishop Miege, in the first round, and then also lost to Bishop Carroll as well. Coach, as we talked last night on the Buffalo Stampede show, that you learn some things about your team, and I think the gals learn some things about themselves as well.
Yeah, when you go to a tournament like that and you play the teams like Bishop Miege and Bishop Carroll and teams out there, Andover Central and all the teams that were out there, you kind of learn, you know, where you stack up. You know, we were 10-1 going into that tournament, and we've had a couple of games to where, you know, people did push us a little bit and test us, but a lot of our games have been kind of lopsided, so we need to go out there and play something a little tougher and kind of see where we stand.
Well, we did, and the thing that you brought up last night was the fact that you hadn't been tested that way defensively like you were with Bishop Miege. Now, I think I can reflect back on in previous years, maybe Liberal did some of that to you, but you had not seen that for a while. But your gals really feel like that now that they've seen that, they can handle it a little better.
Yeah, in the past, you know, when we would face Liberal and Great Bend, we might get that kind of defensive pressure. But Liberal's gone to a different system now, and Great Bend, even though they still get out and play aggressively, just don't have the same caliber of players they've had in the past. So it's a little bit different. But, you know, the girls adjusted to it. It kind of knocked us on our heels there for a quarter. But then after that, we adjusted, and we did the things that we needed to do, and we played pretty good the rest of the way.
Yeah, we really did, and when you think about it, and you're that close to those good of teams that come from the eastern side of the state, and Bishop Miege down there around Kansas City, Bishop Carroll from Wichita, of course, Goddard, you know, they struggled on the year, but we did what we had to do there, and could have made it worse, but we didn't need to, and got that win very easily there to go 1-2 in the midseason tournament, now 11-4. But you know something else, that we went into that with a ranking of, you know, where what have you looked at? If you looked at Topeka, we're number 5. If you looked at the Kansas coaches, number 7, somewhere in the middle. But you know what? We gained some respect off that tournament, even though that we lost 2 games, we're still ranked number 8.
Yeah, and I, you know, I really appreciate that whoever does the voting out there for the Coaches Association and in Topeka, that they are recognizing what our kids are doing, because that's a huge recognition thing on their part to go into that tournament. And I was thinking after we did go 1-2 that we might drop out of that top 10. So that just goes to show the kind of respect that the girls are getting out there on the eastern side of the state.
Well, going to have to take that respect to another level here tonight as well against another number 8 team in the Holcomb Lady Longhorns. They come in with 11-2 mark. They're 5-0 in the Greater Western Athletic Conference, and they've got a three-headed monster here, and it all starts with P. Pfeiffer and Prieto and Pena, and this is going to be a very, very good matchup, and always interesting when you're in a cross-county matchup.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus on this game, you know, and I kind of feel like we're kind of in a no-win situation because we're the larger school and we have the larger population, and, you know, we're kind of expected to win this game. But, you know, it's a game that's on our schedule, so we got to go out and play it, and we're going to go out and play it to the best of our ability. And they do have those 3 girls that we have to be accountable for, so it's going to be a good contest.
And they do account for a lot of points, too, as well, with Pfeiffer 13, Pena with 13, and Prieto 9. And I asked you last night on the Buffalo Stampede Show how that matchup was going to be with Kaisha Prieto and your point guard in Jackson E. Tornero. I visualize this being just an extremely good matchup between those two and quite a battle.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, Pfeiffer does I kind of feel like watching them that everything kind of runs through Pfeiffer, so we got to make sure that we account for Pfeiffer, and that's going to be a good matchup out there. We'll probably put Tiana McKee on Pfeiffer and just see if she can keep her in check.